Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by University Hospital, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, Every Patient's Advocate. And we got so embroiled in our great conversation here with Dr. Mike Roizen. We just want to continue now that the news is over. Dr. Roizen, you're still there with us?
I am. Thank you, Tricia.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Now, we were talking about you on a diet, and I think we pretty much finished up that part of the conversation. You have a new book out, don't you?
We have a book called You Staying Young, which talks about the 14 major agers that cause each of us to age and how you can change them.
Well, in your perfect world, at what age would people start using this book?
If it was a perfect world, you'd start using it at birth, right?
At birth, okay.
We'd write it so that everyone could, but obviously it fits for, you know, one of the interesting things is that red book, You the Owner's Manual, which was the first book, is now used by, we're told, around 300 schools as their high school biology and even their grade school biology text. It's used 7th, 8th, and 9th graders is what we're told.
You know what? I think that's fabulous. And I even said that to you when I first met you. I wish I'd had that book as my biology book. I might have understood the whole process. So, well, let's talk about You Staying Young. It's about longevity, about staying alive longer and healthier.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And not only that, but if you eliminate cancer, all we do is live about 3 years longer. But if you take cellular aging, work at your cellular level, we know now how you can live 30 or 40 years longer. So it really is getting at the cellular level, at those major agers that affect us at the cellular level. And that's what we tried to show people, individuals. And again, it is entitled You because it is you doing it. It's us just being your teacher on it.
All right. Well, speak to us about that cellular level, because that, to me, I don't see my cells, and so that's difficult for me to understand. Talk to me about why that's important.
Right. Well, inside your cells, you have genes, and a lot of people blame our genes for what we are, our bad genes, if you will. My mom had cancer of the colon at age 40, I'm going to have it at age 40. Or my dad died of heart disease at age 51, I'm going to die of that. Well, no, we show you how you can, in fact, change that. We talk about the repair mechanisms, your telomeres, your stem cells, where mitochondria come in. And we liken it to a city. Obviously, if Syracuse did not have repair crews fixing the potholes that develop, then you wouldn't be able to drive in the city and it would be inhabitable. But you do have repair crews. And we have, and our body has repair crews too. But just like you have to pay the ones for the city, you have to do a little payment for your own repair crews so that they keep working well. And so we show you how to keep your repair crews working well, what neurotransmitters, nitric oxide, hormones, what we call unforced errors, disuse atrophy, and wear and tear. Those I've gone through almost all of the agers at the cellular level. But they make your cells old, just like the potholes make the city old.
It's just wear and tear, as you said, and I love that metaphor of the city. Can you give us a little more concrete example? Like one of the ones that I read about that I just loved was the relation of the education system as your stem cells. Speak to us about that one.
Well, obviously, you want to replenish your body. And one of the things that we do when we, quote, replenish and develop our body is we have stem cells that are in our bone marrow. There's nothing political about these stem cells. They're your own. And you send those out whenever you have an injury. For instance, and we know this, we used to think it was only the liver that could totally repair itself, but now we know every organ can repair itself. So when you have an injury, when you have a heart transplant, God forbid you need one, but if you needed a heart transplant, what we learned is that if you put a female heart into a male person, that female heart should only have XX genes, right? The genes of females.
Right.
But in fact, within 3 weeks, the surface of it is covered with XY. That's that person's stem cells coming in and doing the repairs to make the surface what we call non-antigenic, so it doesn't cause an immune reaction and you reject it.
That's fascinating.
Well, the same thing goes with your, if you will, with your body. You send in every organ, whether it is your esophagus that you burn with gastroesophageal reflux disease or that heartburn, or your skin you burn with sunburn, you send in your stem cells to repair it. But you only have so many stem cells, right? You don't have infinite. So what we want you to do is to learn how to, one, keep those stem cells you have able to reproduce and to be more plentiful, and two is not use them needlessly. That is, use them on the potholes when you need them, but don't repair, you know, the divots in the lawn if you don't need to repair them, if something else is going to repair it, or if you can do something in advance that prevents the divot from coming.
Very
Let me give you the example with heartburn.
Okay.
So instead of having heartburn, we show you the ways you can prevent it, but also that you want to take something like Tagamet or Maalox or one of the other things to take in advance of it if you're going to have it. If you know you're going to have it occasionally when you're overeating or something or indulging, or if you have it recurrently until you get it under control, you want to take something like Prilosec so you get it under control. Similarly, for sunburn, you want to protect against it. If you know you're going out in the sun, put on something that protects you against the UVA and UVB, not just an SPF, but something that does both against both, so you don't use the stem cells needlessly. Conversely, the thing that uses your stem cells most on yourself is stress. So you want to learn a stress management technique so that you don't have the degradation of the telomeres, which keep your stem cells able to reproduce.
What are
so
telomeres?
So that's a new word I introduced, telomeres.
Tell us what it means.
Telomeres are the ends of your chromosome that need to be long for you to keep reproducing. So you want to keep your telomeres long. And one of the ways of keeping them long is, one the thing that shortens the most, in fact, is stress. And so it's learning a stress management technique, whether it is doing the opposite, or whether it is squeezing a cork, or whether it is, if you will, empathizing with someone, or whether it is meditating or having a social group or a religious group, whatever you do to help you control your stress, you should have a technique or several techniques so that you don't let yourself wear yourself down.
Now, are you suggesting then that stress is always bad, that we should just keep stress out of our lives, or are you just saying we should manage it?
Well, you can't keep stress out of your life.
I don't think so.
You know, the only time you don't have any stress is when you're dead. So that isn't the way of doing it. You have stress all the time, so you've got to learn to manage it and learn to make stress work for you, that is, to be beneficial. We will have major life events. We'll have people cut us off in cars. We'll have close relatives who get ill or financial problems. So you've got to just learn how to manage it.
Learn how to manage it. If you take somebody who's 60 years old, who has spent a lifetime doing all the things that were not good for that city that's inside their body.
You mean eating burgers for breakfast?
Well, whatever it would be, that's right. Drinking plenty of beer. But would you say then that it's too late for that person to repair some of these things?
First of all, I got to correct you. Drinking a couple beers a night is fine.
Okay.
Or one beer a night for women is fine. So that's fine. But in fact, it's never too late.
All right.
That's the incredible thing about the body. If I'm going to leave you with three things, one is you get a do-over. And no matter how old you are, as long as you can hear someone else talking, you get a do-over. And it doesn't take that long and it isn't that hard if you know what to do with it.
Okay. And number two would be?
Number two would be do a couple easy things, such as walk 30 minutes every day and get the right amount of vitamin D3. Now, I say D3. We all know about vitamin D is important for getting calcium into bones, but D3 is important at preventing cancer and decreasing inflammation in your body. And you don't get D. Most vitamin packs have D2 in it or don't have the D3, so you really want 800 international units of D3.
And that's a tablet you would take.
Right.
Okay.
And the third thing is have a passion in life to teach someone. So once you learn how to prevent disease in yourself, once you learn how to prevent yourself from aging, teach another person, whether it's another 60-year-old, whether it's an 80-year-old, or a younger person, you know, a 30-year-old or 20-year-old, teach them some of the wisdom you have, be a mentor to them, and really love doing that. Find something you love doing and love to teach.
Oh, I love that paying it forward component. That's something that I talk about, too. It's so important. And it makes you feel good that you've shared that information.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Mike Roizen, this has been an enlightening conversation this morning. Your books are all wonderful. I've read most of them, not all of them. I look forward to the one about longevity, you staying young. Any other advice for our listeners this morning?
Keep listening to this program because you give great advice.
Bless you. Bless you so much. And we'll tune in to you on Monday mornings with Joe Galewski. Thanks so much. We've really appreciated it this morning.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now, but we'll be back shortly. This is University Hospital's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.